Welcome to Hello Human. I'm Terry, also known as Tokyo Terry on social media. Now, what is this podcast going to be about? I'm going to explore three questions about creativity. How does creativity fit into everyday life? How do we maintain creative consistency? And who and what are great creative inspirations? In some shows, I'll offer my own answer to these questions. In some shows, I'll interview creators I admire so we can all learn from them. Now, there are a ton of creative podcasts out there, and kudos to each and every one. The thing I think that sets this one apart is that there aren't that many Black American punk, hippie, scholar, poet, women in their 60s doing podcasts about creativity, especially not native New Yorkers who've lived in Tokyo for decades. So yeah, the USP in this project is me. In this second show, I'm going to introduce one of my favorite resources. It's my local writing group, the Tokyo Writers Salon. It's the brainchild of my best friend, Lauren. She has been running it for years through super thick and razor thin. I call it a key resource for three reasons. One, you get to read and listen to small stories based on quick prompts. Two, Lauren's one rule is no apologies or precatory remarks. We're all on the same page, so just read your thing. Three, you get excellent, positive feedback. Everyone chooses phrases that they resonate with in your piece. If you're looking for a writer's group or want to start one, these are great guidelines to consider, even with all the social distancing we're doing these days. In this podcast, I'll read my tiny story from a recent writer's salon, based on the prompt, "You stayed too long." I know the bullets breaking the window were a sign, if not from God, then let's just say the universe. I was cowering in the corner of the needlessly opulent bedroom, in the devastation of the projects, in my crazier cousin's part of the South Bronx. I say cowering, but it was more like a U-shape because I was trying to protect the infant child of my very sketchy then boyfriend who had just gotten out of prison for something heinous done in the service of his day job as war leader of the Black Spades. The baby wasn't mine. The bedroom wasn't mine. The bullets weren't meant for me. But they were probably meant for him or his associates. He was a project I took on, not to actually be bad, but to see bad and understand how to, I don't know, avoid it? I'm not sure. It was too long ago for me to remember my hormone and curiosity-fueled motivations. But this bullet situation was a bridge too far. Like many dopey teens, I just knew I was bulletproof right up until that moment. I didn't want a baby ever, but I also didn't want this baby to get hurt. The incongruity of me, raised to be a magic child, stuck in this stupid situation, finally hit me. Now, my better senses had been tapping on my overloaded mind for a few months, especially after my first and only visit to the prison where he was held. All in all, I had overstayed my welcome in sampling this exciting, frightening, ridiculous world, and it was time to search for an adventure I could control. I want to thank the Tokyo Writers Salon and encourage you to join a group, even a small one that you can only meet by video. I found that the camaraderie and feedback gives my creativity a huge boost. I'm going to sign off with an easy way to get in touch with me and my creative projects. It's one link to rule them all. Linktree/Tokyo Terry. That's linktr.ee/Tokyo Terry. Till next week, stay safe and make something.